This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. New research reaffirms the global importance of Southeast Alaska's temperate rainforest in combating the effects of climate change. That's according to a coalition of environmentalists and tribes opposed to old-growth logging in Tongass National Forest. Oregon-based researcher Dominic De La Salas says protecting forests is key to maintaining their function as a carbon sink.
There's no magic wand. We don't have a big vacuum cleaner that we can just suck CO2 out of the atmosphere and store it safely somewhere. Forests are doing that for us.
He and colleagues at the Woodwell Climate Research Center analyzed carbon data and found that Tongass National Forest holds 44% of all the carbon stored by the United States National Forests.
Basically, when you go through an old-growth forest, you're walking through a stick of carbon that has been built up into the forest for many, many decades to centuries. And the largest trees in those forests store about 50% of the above-ground carbon. So they are enormously important from a carbon standpoint.
Trees store carbon by using photosynthesis to transform carbon dioxide from the air into food, which then fuels tree growth. De La Salla introduced the findings at a news conference organized by the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. The Juneau-based conservation group opposes clear cuts. State leaders in Alaska's congregational delegation widely support exempting Tongass from the Clinton-era roadless rule. They say it hinders resource development on federal forest lands. The state of Alaska recently joined a federal lawsuit seeking to oppose efforts to overturn the Trump administration's exemption for the Tongass. But Tribal President Joel Jackson of the Organized Village of Cake added that the erosion control that healthy forests provide is key to sources of subsistence food from fish to wild game.
My thing has always been the protection of the Tongass old growth, the remaining timber for providing shade and pristine waters for our salmon to return to the streams. That's the most important thing to me because our life is salmon. We rely on being able to put away enough salmon for the winter for a whole year until the salmon returns. That's our people's main staple.
Salmon returns to Southeast Alaska have plummeted in recent years. Last year's commercial harvest was one of the lowest on record. De La Salla is one of more than 100 scientists to sign a letter earlier in March. That letter urges the Biden administration to protect old growth in roadless areas of Tongass National Forest. For KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.